We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the IG report came out just within the last 15 minutes or so. We got a little bit of reaction from Fox News and Ken Starr and Andy McCarthy just before we went to break. But as I promised you, we would just give you the bullet points. As we know, it just came out, so we are plowing through this in real time along with you, and we are working to have it up on the website for you to read if you're nerdy like us. Ryan, what can you tell us that we know so far?
So overall, what's interesting about this is how narrow it was. It says in the summary that they focused on four individual cases involving FISA abuse. And so it's all about FISA abuse, Democratic... DOJ.
I'm going to pause you there just because sometimes I think that we overlook the opportunity
to explain what it is.
To say what's FISA.
Yeah. So it's the court. It's the sort of like international crime court. So it's outside of the U.S. normal court system. And that's why it can be abused, because you don't have to go through the same procedures to get warrants, to get wiretaps.
And it's usually probably a very timely
it's endeavor.
Quicker.
It's much
you need
quicker.
To get in there. You need to get access to intelligence quickly. I will add, as before you resume here, Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader in the House, tweets breaking the justice. This is just 2 minutes ago that he tweeted this. Breaking: the Justice Department's top watchdog found, quote, serious performance failures, end quote, in the FBI's handling of the Russia probe. Quote, at least 17 significant errors or omissions, end quote, occurred as James Comey's FBI abused its power to spy on the Trump campaign. So that's a little bit of the political reaction, but let's get back to the facts. Sorry to interrupt you, but...
Well, going along with that...
The bold-faced words, I think, now is a great time to go back over and say...
Right. And
wait,
that's,
what does that mean?
That, what you just read, is pretty much the headline, which is what's so interesting, because it's like, well, there wasn't anything, but it's riddled with errors. So they're saying, yeah, this wiretap, there were a lot of errors. They did a lot of things wrong. They might have even abused the FISA courts, but the Russia probe was legally justified. So that's kind of the overall sentiment of the IG report. It's focusing on these four individuals: George Papadopoulos, we should talk to him soon, Carter Page,
messaging him right now,
Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn. But everything that they've released so far really seems like they focused on the FISA court a possible abuse of Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. So that's kind of the big takeaway. We'll dive into this even more, but the interesting juxtaposition that's happening today is that what this IG report says is that, quote, documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to conduct these operations was not found. That's the exact same thing that they're impeaching the president on right now.
Yep.
Is that he had political bias in doing this. They haven't proven that. I mean, it's almost the exact same thing on two different sides of the aisle.
So we have the IG report out right now. We have the impeachment inquiry hearings taking place right now on Capitol Hill with the Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler looks very confused that he's there. The Republicans are petulantly trying to point of order their way right onto your TV screens in your home. And the IG report being out is doing what at least Hans von Spakovsky told us it would do. It would tell us things, but it wouldn't make anything in and of itself happen. The action comes from the Justice Department saying, okay, let's page through these findings. Is there anything here? And then if there is something there, the Justice Department takes that information and then moves forward with it. Attorney General Barr has appointed Durham to investigate. And Durham has made a statement already that says that he does disagree with some of the findings, especially the one that you just...
Yeah, very, very interesting. That criminal probe seems to be now a life of its own. We were assuming that it was based on things in this report. Not saying it's not, but... it seems that the criminal investigation that Durham is leading very much disagrees with the conclusions made in this IG report.
So I'll read once again. I read this before the break, but I'll read it for you again here. This is the statement of U.S. Attorney John H. Durham today in the wake of the Horowitz IG report. This is the quote from the statement. I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. However, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from the other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened, which means that end quote. That means that Durham has seen this report, obviously. The Justice Department has had this report for some time. They knew that there was the summary of this was going to be there were problems, there were issues, but we do believe that the investigation into the story of Russia collusion was well-founded. That's what the IG report is saying. Is that mm-hmm. about right?
Yes.
But Durham is saying they're not just playing in the realm of where the IG report was playing. Their investigation, as I'm reading here from the statement of the U.S. Attorney John H. Durham, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., as well as including information from other persons and entities, their quote, our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. That is a very important line in that statement.